As far as I know, I arrived and did mine at the tail end of it, and I was...
This really isn't your first rodeo.
No, you've done this a few times, haven't you?
Well, yes, and I knew that I didn't have to do it on New Year's Day. But
it's ceremonial.
Right, and so I did, and was glad that I was able to get there and get that done and over with, and I have to get it up to the clerk's office and get that turned in.
That's right. Get it all notarized, stamped, and official, and then it's back to business. So when do you guys pick back up?
Well, that will be next Tuesday.
Great. The 13th.
Right. And nice day to meet, huh? And of course, that's the day that we'll do the organizational meeting, and we'll determine who the president's going to be, et cetera.
Now, we saw the school board met last night, and they kind of just said, hey, we'd had a good time with this last year. Everybody agreed to keep the same. Keith's going to be the president, Kelly Smith's going to be the vice president, and Martha Street's going to be the secretary, and David Sabah's going to be the assistant secretary. Is that going to be the same tenor at your meeting next week, or is there some shuffling, you assume, going on for positions?
I assume there's going to be shuffling. President McKim has indicated that his time is not going to allow him to continue to be the president.
His time out in his outside world?
He
his
has
time
a
in
real
his real
job.
Life?
He has a job. He has a job.
I mean,
unlike
we all
a lot
have real
these.
Jobs. It's amazing they think if you're self-employed, you don't really have a real job. That just means we don't really get a real paycheck every time. But at any rate, I have heard that Rick Deese is thinking, who is our council vice president, is considering a run for the mayor,
right,
for the city. I would think if he just decided to do that, he would not want to be, nor
that would be a tough balancing act, wouldn't it?
That would, yeah,
for him
that
to
would,
be the council president.
That would be a little
so
tough.
So I think everything's sort of up in the air, waiting to see what others' decisions are going to be.
How about you, Marty? Are you going to go for it?
What, for the
you
mayor?
Can.
Oh, yes, over here in Elsville. I will run for city.
No. Council
for
president.
Council president.
Oh, come on. That should be a real joke, shouldn't it?
That's right. We're having some fun this morning because we know we'll get to the heavy lifting here in a minute, so we need to have a laugh or two before we get things started.
Okay, yes, I'll put my name in the hat.
There
I want to be council president.
But it's funny because your hat, it's a bottomless hat, so if you put your name in it, it just keeps going. Keeps going. Then nobody
right.
can pull it out.
Right. Being the only Republican left.
That's kind of why I thought it would be. A little bit.
Right. I don't think so, unless it's a punishment or something of this sort.
That's kind of what I was almost of the impression that job is. But
right. Well, let's see how all that works out. I think it depends a lot on who's going to be running for what other thing. We have some really good council members there who would have an interest in it, I think. So I'll just wait and see what their caucus puts out on the table, and we'll find out on that day, I suppose.
And we will, and that's a week from today, from yesterday, excuse me, the 13th. And is that all that's going on, just an organizational, is that it?
Well, I thought that we might have something on there having to do with that contract for Central Dispatch, that nearly $1 million.
Right.
But I have asked, and I've not seen anything on the agenda so far, and so my assumption is we'll not be voting on that come Tuesday. So
not this Tuesday, or not voting on it. Period.
Well, I would think at some point we would have to.
Well, that's
how
I'm...
are you going to? It's like $1 million bill, so we'll have to figure out whether or not that's the direction that the county council is going to go on that. There's other catch-up things that's going to be happening. Now, I was wondering if they were going to try to put something on there to fix the salary ordinance. In county government, we have to have a salary ordinance put in place during the budget time that says what the salary is going to be for the following year. And we cannot change it for the elected officials in the year.
Can I ask you a silly question quickly?
Right.
We're speaking with County Councilman Marty Hawk. We're talking about money and talking about budgets. Once it's in the budget, you said the salary ordinance can't be changed. What can be changed once the budget is passed? Is there lots of things that can be changed?
Well yes. I mean,
okay.
That's what you call additional appropriation.
Additional appropriation.
And
okay.
You can even change a salary ordinance in 2015. You can change salary ordinances as you go in 2015 for 2015, but not for the elected officials.
Okay.
The law is, if you're going to do anything with elected official salary, you have to do it before the end of 2014 for a 2015 salary. Now, the reason why I mentioned that...
Yeah, we're past that drop-dead date, right?
Right. And the reason I mentioned that, the way the payroll has been prepared, at least the way it's been entered into the system, is that the elected officials who left office the end of 2014 was paid for the last 2 weeks of that year in the 2014 salary level. And the elected officials who did not leave at the end of the year but who are still there got paid for that last 2 weeks at the 2015 level.
Huh,
now, you cannot do it that way.
What?
In other words, Ryan Langley...
Who's not coming back,
got paid at the 2014 level.
Which he should have been.
And I got paid at the 2015
level. All right, Marty, share it with everybody. Let's go.
You know, now, I bet that was a fortune in money, but, you know.
And you say you don't get any breaks from them. Come on.
It's a very small amount, but you know what? What's right is right. You should do
things right, because
that's the right way to do it.
Isn't this going to cause you guys problems with the State Board of Accounts again?
Well, one would certainly think so. Here's what happened.
You guys should just have an office up there.
They do. We
satellite
already have
office.
Two retired State Board of Account people
who just
that we
reside
contracted
there.
With who are on site trying to fix our problems that we're already
God.
In. But, I mean, in addition
they're not hourly which, positions, are they?
No.
Good.
They're contract. But in addition to which, in county government, we have it set up that on your one-year anniversary date, let's say if you start September 1, the next year on September 1, you get a bump in increase. You get a salary increase. And at your three-year anniversary date, you get a salary increase. You don't get that at the first of the year. You get it on your anniversary date. Well, when we started checking it out, it appears at least some people are getting it. Let's say if they're not supposed to get it until September, they got it on their first paycheck because...
And will they get it again in September?
It
will have to be corrected.
Well, you've got 9 months to correct it. That's the good news, right?
When people get paid too much, they have to pay it back.
Oh.
So it'll have
Marty,
to be
who's in charge of this?
Well, of course, that comes out of the auditor's office. We have to remember, it's the county council who votes on salary increases and when they're to take effect. They vote on how much the salaries are supposed to be. Now, this may sound like a small little insider problem to others, but believe me, when it comes to people's
paychecks,
it adds
up to a lot of money.
They want their paycheck to be correct.
Well, and it's not like Monopoly where you draw the card that says bank error in your favor, collect $10. You have to pay it back.
And it is not up to one individual elected official to just say, I'll give everyone a raise.
No, it isn't, Marty. This is crazy. Aren't there basically rules on the books that
checks
say
and
when
balances.
It's supposed to be done? And don't they follow the book?
Well, evidently, somebody doesn't understand. I'll tell you, when I questioned it a couple of weeks ago, and I started to speak of this the last time we talked and we ran out of time, but I didn't know about some of this, but I knew that what they were doing was going to pay the last 2 weeks of 2014 at the 2015 level, and I was questioning that, and a long-term county employee that I have respected for years, who shall remain nameless, said to me, what possible difference could it make to you? Seriously, why do you care? Now, that is what was said to me. And then someone else said, I don't care. Now, that just means that we have people who have been around in county government who have spent their life working for county government. They
don't
seem
care
to
but...
have given up on being excellent. We should care because we want it done right. If you do it right the first time, you don't have to go back and spend all kinds of money to fix it later. So
because that will come back, won't it? I mean, if you've got the rules on the books that are law, I'm assuming this is a law type of thing. If you've got that on the books that this is the law, and the, you don't do it that way, it, this is going to eventually come back.
Margaret, I think you're making the point, but you're just one step short of where I want to go. What's the deterrence for not doing it right?
Well,
oh, geez, Marty Hawk's mad at me on the radio? I mean, if that's the... I'd take that chance if that's all the problem is.
What I was going to say is that doesn't this eventually get back to the State Board of Accounts will come back on us again?
And what have they done in the past to show us anything to scare any of these people from stopping this behavior? That's my point. There hasn't been. There's no deterrence to stop it.
And they write us up and people think, oh, well, what difference does
You're in the file. It's on your permanent record.
So that's, I guess it's a good point, Marty.
The voters don't care. The people in the county don't care. Nobody cares.
What could happen if you do all this stuff wrong, State Board of Accounts writes it up, what happens after that?
Well, I've been told by email that if the payroll is incorrect, if they're paid too much money, that they could be asked to pay it back. Well,
that's the only time people will get it, their attention is when you take money physically out of their pocket.
Right.
What
not
are you
going to
do
pe-
if the
Marty
person
being,
has already left?
Yeah, there
office.
You go. Right, good luck. See you in court. Exactly
and,
right.
You know, I've been told, oh, well, I would kick Santa Claus. You know, everybody got an increase in their pay early. Well, how about the people who their anniversary date, they had to wait a full year before they got a bump up.
Back pay for them. Give it to everybody.
And somebody else who could have just, let's say if somebody started December 1 of 2014.
Boom. Raise 1 month
What if they got
in.
Their 1 year bump up January 1?
There you go.
I mean, there is just.
So all this money is budgeted for, though, right?
Look. Just because you put a number in there does not mean they should spend it.
All these checks are going to cash, right? The only
it's
thing
already,
that
it's automatic deposit. It's like by the time I found out just how bad some of this was yesterday afternoon.
Until you start fining the people for making these mistakes where you take money out of their pocket that's not theirs.
Yeah.
Until you start fining people for abhorrent behavior, no one's going to pay attention.
When somebody honestly knows that they're doing it wrong and they do it anyway, there's got to be a consequence.
There's not.
And there isn't.
Here comes the State Board of Accounts.
Well, it just has to be that people begin to understand here are the rules, and this is the reason why we have rules, because we can't all just be choosing to do it any way we want to.
Oh, come on,
then
Marty.
We all follow the same rule, and believe me, this is not county employees' fault. They should not have to be worrying about this. And if you have one department head who knew to prorate a raise for their third-year anniversary, and they prorated it, and some other department didn't, that it was supposed to have been prorated. So now we have to go back and see who did what and make sure it all is even and fair to everyone. But the part about paying the elected officials a 2015 salary for some people and not for others, by the way, happens to be Republicans, that's just not going to fly. I mean, I'm just not going to tolerate that because I don't care if it's a small amount. I don't care if it's only $10. Ryan Langley should be paid the exact same thing as all other county council members for that last 2 weeks of 2014. Why is that so hard to understand?
I don't know, Marty. And we're glad you join us every Wednesday to make heads and tails of this because when you hear this in passing, you just wonder, no, that can't be right. That just doesn't make any sense. But here we are, a new year, a new set of problems, and we hope that you will keep us in the loop as the solutions hopefully are found as we continue down the road.
Also, we have not received our approval by the state to distribute in total all of the settlement that was received that was supposed to have been distributed by the end of the year. They didn't approve what had been sent to them, so the auditor did send out 95%. And I checked yesterday, and as far as I know, we still have not received that approval from the state. So there'll have to be adjustments made on that.
And when would we expect that to happen?
Well, what's supposed to have happened, we should have had it before the end of the year. We're required to settle. So I don't know. I would like to see from the state what it is that's out of balance. And we may be waiting for the fact that the treasurer and the auditors
are not
balanced.
That's why I was just wondering if it was that issue.
I do not know.
Is there a time requirement they have to have this to tell you by? Is there a deadline or a refile,
well,
resubmit?
Right. They're supposed to be working it out. But remember, it's up to the council, not the council, the county, to send them the correct information. They can't approve it if we haven't sent them the information that says this is our proof that we're balanced.
Okay, well, I'm off balance, and I hope you can rebalance my tires next Wednesday morning.
Okay, I will talk with you next Wednesday.
County Council.
And you have a happy New Year.
Will you do me a favor and stay warm these next couple days?
I am doing it. I'm doing it, and I'm trying to stay away from the germs.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Sponsored by Purell. All right, Marty, we appreciate your time and your candid nature as always, and this is important information, and if people, again, choose to not listen, if they choose to sweep it under the rug, as Americans, that's their God-given right, but we're glad that we can present this to people who do care.
Thank you.